Good morning. We're continuing Chayyodim, Klaus HaMaches, and we're learning Simon Yud Beis. So the Chayyodim says, Shiyadakta Klaus is a mitzvah b'chol proteho b'diktukeho. A person should be careful to make sure that they do the mitzvah with all of the details. Kerminin shiyari dam shiyari mitzvah ma'ala b'kosav kilo loy kriper. And he gives us a Gemara. The Gemara says that the halacha is when you're makir a korban, so there's a certain amount of dam which has to go in certain places in the mizbeach. You have to be by chatos. You put it on four parts of the mizbeach, the four corners. By an erla, you put it in the two opposite corners. Now you have dam left in the kli. You don't use all the dam for that purpose. So what do? You pour it on the area of the mizbeach called the yisoid. The halacha is a bini abed. It's not ma'akev. The carbon is kosher even without it, but there's a din to pour the shiari dam on the yisoid. The Mora says the same idea with the mitzvah smicha. The halacha is that smicha is not ma'akib in the carbon. The person brings the carbon, the mitzvah to do smicha on it. The person places both hands on the head of the animal, and presses down and sarmach on the animal, and says a vidur when he's doing that. It's not ma'akib. The carbon is kosher without it. So the more refers to that as shiurei mitzvah. It's the like the extra part of the mitzvah, the shiurayim. But the more then says that even though it's not ma'akev, ma'alav akasav kilo keeper. If a person brought the carbon and didn't do smicha, even though the carbon is kosher, it's kilo keeper. It's as if didn't get a full kapora. Now the mechlokes has a gemara. The more has a mechlokes is what that means. Tin Rav and Rav Huna. Rabbah means that the carbon is fully kosher, but there's a mitzvah to do smicha. He didn't do the mitzvah. Kilo kibra means he didn't do the kapora that smicha is supposed to accomplish. The mitzvah of smicha wasn't done, but the carbon is totally kosher. Rav Huna disagrees. He says that kibra klabi gabra will a kibra klabi shmaya. So Rashi explains that the carbon has been totally effective. The person gets the kapora, the person brings the korban, it's a kapora for the various that they've done. But v'la keeper klabishmaya means the person did not get a nachas ruach from this mitzvah, he didn't do it the way he's supposed to do it. So as far as the person's vantage point is looking at it, it's as if he didn't really do the mitzvah properly. So the more it talks about nanuim by lulav, the more it calls them the shiurei mitzvah. So the Nehilas Lulav is kosher without Nanuim, but you're supposed to do Nanuim. If you don't do Nanuim, and the more you use the Lashon Shiurei Mitzvah, Pashas would have the same Machlokes. You haven't done your Mitzvah of Nanuim, or it's as if you haven't done the Mitzvah of Lulav properly. The language of the Chayyadim would seem to indicate that he's following the opinion of Rav Huna, which is the way the Rama Paskins, that Malab Kidla Kippur, so the Shiurei Dam or Shiurei Mitzvah, but it's as if you haven't really done the mitzvah properly. So a person has to be careful to make sure that they do the mitzvah with all of its pratim. Is this the same concept as hiddur mitzvah? Hiddur mitzvah is not ma'akev either. This is not ma'akev either. Or this is more intrinsic to the mitzvah. The Torah said this is the way the mitzvah should be done. So even though b'di'evet it's kosher, it's not ma'akev. It's only the chadchila. But this is the definition of how the mitzvah is supposed to look. And that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. So you've not done the mitzvah like the surah that the Bereshit wants you to do it. So you can't say that you're not yotzei the mitzvah, because you are yotzei the mitzvah. But the tzura was not proper. Now, is there any halachic relevance to that difference? Well, there could be two. One is they bring from the Sefer Ayelus HaShachar, or Shtaymin Zetzel. Should you wait? If you have a situation where you can't do the mitzvah with the shirayim of the mitzvah, and in a period of time down the road, you will be able to, maybe you should wait and not do it now. It's better to do it with the shirayim. Now, this is not the machlokes, the issue which we dealt with of doing hiddur mitzvah. I can do the mitzvah now as reason, or later on, but hiddur, we spoke about that. But this is more intrinsic to the mitzvah than hiddur mitzvah. This is part of the mitzvah itself. So arguably, that would be the reason. A reason that is a halachic reason to bring this din down. As a sefer on Chayyadim and Klaus HaMaches called Shomer Mitzvah, he suggests that maybe a person should do the mitzvah again. If the Rebbe gets involved, then it's possible to do the mitzvah a second time if you're ready to fulfill the mitzvah. But since Kill or Kippur, so maybe the second mitzvah has some status of as if you're doing a mitzvah. That's his possible suggestion. Obviously, a person has to be careful every time you do a mitzvah to do all of the different details of the mitzvah properly. If you understand, the Chayyim is just saying that the basic concept of always being careful whenever you do a mitzvah to make sure you do all of the pratim. Or he could be referring to this type of situation where there is a part of it, because he connects it to these Gemaras of Kilo Kippur, a scenario where the Dikdukim are not Ma'akev, but they are the appropriate way to do it. The person has to be careful, make sure they do all of those pratim, to not leave you with a, as it were, almost like a barren mitzvah, that the mitzvah is valid, but you have not really klapi shemayim brought done the mitzvah properly. Okay, then we will go on to the next simon tomorrow, and meanwhile, have a good day.